This autopsy report is shining a light on the number of prescription pills Whitney Houston was using and the number of doctors who were prescribing them to her. And we're learning wherever Houston went, the pills seemed to follow. Before her death in Beverly Hills, Houston was in Detroit filming the movie Sparkle. She spent 2 months in a suite at this downtown Detroit hotel, and the autopsy report shows doctors were calling in prescriptions for Xanax and antibiotics while she was there. At least 90 generic Xanax were ordered at this Walgreens, another prescription sent to this CVS.
The fact that she had to get some while she was here either suggests she didn't plan ahead or she was abusing it or using more than she should have.
In all, the autopsy report reveals hundreds of pills were prescribed to Houston. The bottles found in her hotel room came from pharmacies in Detroit, Atlanta, and Los Angeles. And at least four different doctors called in the prescriptions. Investigators are conducting interviews in Detroit about the possible prescription drug abuse. Similar questions about drugs and doctors were raised after Michael Jackson's death. Houston Dr. Conrad Murray is now in jail, found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the King of Pops overdose.
But you don't have to be a celebrity. Local 2 Investigates has shown you how pill clinics all over Houston are offering the same help, allowing even regular people to go from one clinic to the next, getting prescription after prescription with little or no questions asked.
Our hidden camera showed you how patients are easily given a triple cocktail of prescriptions for narcotics. Then we found flyers in almost every clinic directing patients to other doctors and clinics to get even more pills. Houston police tell us while they're shutting down more clinics and arresting more doctors, now they're seeing a rise in fake prescriptions showing up at Houston pharmacies.
We are losing the war on drugs.
Houston addiction expert Dr. Scott Basinger says one reason the prescription problem is growing is because so many people who could help those hooked just don't act.
What's sad to me is that there's not a person in Whitney's circle of friends, large circle of friends, who hasn't known about her problems for at least a decade.
Just another celebrity example, commonplace problem plaguing Houston and the country. Amy Davis, KPRC.